While Denver is cleaning up from the Democrats' big party, St. Paul is gearing up for the Republicans. 50,000 visitors are expected to arrive for the GOP convention next week. And as Minnesota Public Radio's Laura Yuen reports, the city is using the occasion to remake its image.
Erin Dady is St. Paul's convention planner, and she's busy.
Just like before you welcome your in-laws to your house, you make sure to clean up, spruce up, put on the best show possible.
That's why workers have spent this week cleaning out the fountain at Rice Park, where MSNBC will be broadcasting. And the nearby downtown library has even begun dyeing its bushes green. Yes, dyeing them. Using a plant-friendly dye, of course. And if you think that sounds strange, well, City Hall has declared war on downtown pigeons. Mayor Chris Coleman was so disturbed last year by all the bird droppings that he resolved to clean up the area in time for the RNC. Officials have put Animal Control Supervisor Bill Stevenson on pigeon watch.
They just didn't like the aesthetics. You know, you can see where it drips on the sidewalk and could end up dripping on somebody's head.
So the city built the pigeons a roosting place on top of a downtown building. It looks like a primitive dollhouse. A large feeder pours out pellets containing an oral contraceptive. City interns have been confiscating the unhatched eggs and replacing them with fake ones. But it seems that some of the pigeons haven't been taking their medicine. On this day, two eggs have hatched into baby pigeons.
Oh, two more.
Two more?
Yep, missed a couple of eggs.
Aside from being tired of pigeons, the powers that be in St. Paul are also tired of hearing that downtown is dead. So they've decided to revive it, at least for the week of the Republican convention. The city encouraged building owners to offer low rents and short-term leases as a way to entice new retailers to town during the RNC. Stacey Finnegan took the bait.
This is a new line that I just picked up. It's out of Paris. It's called Avant-Garde. It's a jewelry line.
Finnegan opened this Italian-style boutique, nice. Il Vostro, a couple of weeks ago. Visitors will have not only more places to shop, but they'll have more time to drink. Bars in St. Paul will be allowed to stay open until 4 a.m. That's 2 hours later than usual. Visitors will also have more to listen to. This is a town where you never run into a busker. But the mayor's office has teamed up with a local music college and is asking musicians to play for tips on downtown sidewalks. One of those bands is Dread I Dread. The band is going over a few songs in a Minneapolis living room. Lead singer Pee-wee Dread, his real name is Darius Collins, grew up in New Orleans, where street performers are a fact of life. Collins says in downtown St. Paul, he's never performed as a busker, let alone seen one. So he's excited about the city's transformation, even if it is short-lived.
This 1 week is going to be packed up, and then they're going to clean it up and say, all right, you guys, get out of here. Yeah. You know, after the week, you know, they'll be pretty tired. You know, we have a Scandinavian population up here. They clean up, get everything back to normal. Yeah, they'll get it straight.
Still, Collins lives in hope that the music and all the other signs of urban life will stick around long after the convention. For NPR News, I'm Laura Yuen in St. Paul.